Some organizations that offer adult education classes in Massachusetts are finding that moving online is opening up new opportunities for some students. But as WBUR's Carrie Young reports, the move is also presenting some significant challenges.
Just like most academic classes this year, English classes for adult learners are also happening through a screen. On a recent Tuesday morning, the English for Advancement class at Jewish Vocational Service was reviewing a lesson on team building.
All right, so we're going to have a team meeting because you want to try to build your team's confidence.
Teacher Wayne Griffin breaks the class into groups.
I heard Edwin say that he can accept criticism if he's in a good mood.
That's correct. From you, I'll take it anyway.
For me, it's good. Okay, good.
Edwin Rivera joins this class on a smartphone. And he has a large family, so a quiet corner of his basement is usually where he logs on. For the last 7 years, Rivera has been working about 65 hours a week as a restaurant server and barback. But when the coronavirus pandemic shut down most of the state this spring, Rivera lost both jobs.
At some point, I said I need to do something. I'm not going to waste my time.
So, for the last 3 months, he's been taking these English classes. Eventually, Rivera hopes to become a medical interpreter.
I'm going to stay confident because I'm learning a little bit more English, so I prepare myself to see what happens later.
When English classes here initially went online, Jewish Vocational Service feared a lot of the students would drop out. And while some did, Amy Nishman, one of the group's senior vice presidents, said they also had a surprising number of new students, just like Rivera.
There was a greater number of students who now actually had more access to attending ESOL classes because they were no longer working at their jobs.
And some students now prefer learning online because it means they don't have to endure a long commute, often on public transportation, to get to class.
Being in a remote environment pushed us to find ways to meet students where they are in their homes.
But while some English classes in Massachusetts had increased demand over the spring and summer, participation in other programs, like the ones offered at Catholic Charities, plummeted. Patricia Kennedy is the English course director.
Definitely people have lost access.
But Kennedy adds, she's also seen some growth among certain student groups, like moms at the Catholic Charities domestic violence shelters.
It's very sweet. Their children, of course, are at the shelter with them, and I can see their children there helping them to get onto Zoom.
Leaders in the field are quick to point out that online learning doesn't work well for everyone. Roberta Sulman, the president of the Massachusetts Coalition for Adult Education, explains tech skills have been a huge barrier for much of the population, who are often refugees.
Some of them just couldn't understand the concept of internet, and one woman in particular kept turning off the router because she didn't understand what it was for, and it was warm to the touch, and she was afraid it was going to start a fire in her house.
And Sulman adds teachers are still learning how to make their classes effective in a digital format. Still, being forced to use this platform has had some benefits. Sulman explains a lot of organizations were thinking about offering courses online for a while now, but just never had the time or funding to try it out.
I mean, it's the same reason that people get their college degrees online. You know, now it's just brought that level of accessibility.
She says the next step is figuring out how to make these online lessons the same quality as in-person classes. And with the state recommending that most adult education classes stay remote this fall, it looks like many programs will get the chance to do just that. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.